1049 The Morning X at 818. It's Kev, and very excited to welcome our next guest onto the show. He was a member of the 2010 Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup champions. He's the founder of the Brent Sopel Foundation, and now a short film documentary about him can be found on YouTube called Brent Sopel, Here to Change the World. Let's welcome Brent Sopel to The Morning X. What's up, Brent?
How about you doing?
Good. You know, this is actually the first time we've ever had anybody on this show with a championship ring, man. It's very exciting.
Well, I appreciate I'm excited.
Yeah, so this is the 10th anniversary of the 2010 Stanley Cup Blackhawks season. Can you believe it's been that long?
No, I can't. It's gone way too fast. This means I'm 10 years older.
Yeah, 10 years can go by faster than you think, huh?
And you know, if you mix kids in there too, and then it flies by.
Hey, you've said before that you thought the NHL should have canceled the playoffs this year. Do you still feel that way now that it's underway?
Yeah, I do. I thought instead of ruining two seasons for, trying to complete one, I would like them just to spend the extra time here. Be another month and month and a half before the season would start. And, just figure out COVID a little bit more. And there's some guys that opted out because of family situations. And so I would have just rather them ride them out. And here we are in, almost September, and they're still playing, and then take a couple months off and restart November, December, something like that. So instead of moving two for one, I would just rather, ride it out.
Yeah. Well, that being said, do you think the Hawks have a snowball's chance in hell of coming back and taking the series against the Las Vegas Golden Showers?
No, not at all. I think it might snow 6 feet today, so you better tell everybody, heads up. So, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's do or die, and they got to go to game seven now, and that's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough. Obviously, Vegas is a great team. Hawks are a great team, too. They just don't have the depth and that Vegas has, and that's how you win. You win with your third and fourth lines and not your first and second.
So we're on with Brent Sopel. I'd love to talk to you more about hockey, but we really have you on today to talk about your current passion in life, which is the Brent Sopel Foundation. What is it and how did it get started?
Well, I opened, I found out 10 years ago that I'm dyslexic. So Brent Sopel Foundation is a lot of awareness and advocating for every dyslexic out there. And, documents called Here to Change the World, because that's what I'm trying to do. Dyslexia is 1 in 5 and it's hereditary. Needs to be, brought to the forefront, for every kid out there that has this. It's just a learning style. It's when, we taught a little bit differently. Each of one of us kids are different, so we just need to be taught differently, but, we need to know a lot more about what dyslexia is.
So you're very open in the documentary on YouTube about your own problems with dyslexia. So what is the one thing you want people to know about dyslexia?
Ooh, I'm gonna break down to one. It's all about self-esteem for dyslexics. We start struggling from the first time that we pick up a book. So is that 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, whatever that may be. So the self-esteem, north side of dyslexia is the biggest thing. That every dyslexic has very little self-esteem, very low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So that's something that really we have to pay attention to and understand.
Yeah, especially, kids can be really mean. And, if it comes out in school that you're having trouble reading, they don't see it as, he's got dyslexia. It's hard for him. All they do is think, oh, he can't read, so it's like trying to battle that stigma has got to be pretty hard.
It's the hard part, the three words that we always hear as dyslexic: dumb, stupid, and lazy. And that's because it's in our head. They always say, yeah, you're right. And they can't visually see us trying really hard and struggling. So again, that's why I've done the documentary. That's why I'm so open about it. It's, I never want another kid to go through what I do every day. Some of these, kids are unbelievably smart. IQ is usually on the higher side, not the lower side that everybody thinks. So there's a lot that goes with dyslexia. Everybody just thinks it's your B's and D's. And trust me, there's a heck of a lot more than just that.
Right. You mentioned in the film that 50% of the people in NASA are dyslexic, but you also mentioned that 50% of people in prison are also dyslexic, so it could really be anyone. It's not a smart thing. It's something else entirely.
Yeah, correct. And we're born this way, and it's also hereditary. So you talk about 1 and 5, and it's hereditary. So I passed it down to my daughter. She's going to pass it down. So it's, you know, it's something that we can't just, you know, take a pill or a shot and that disappears. But we're born with our right brains wired differently. And it's okay. It, you know, it's a great thing. I struggle at certain things, but I also excel at other things. So it goes hand in hand. But just when you struggle with the simple things as reading, and you see everybody in school not struggling, and you are, like I said, it talks about the, you know, self-esteem. It takes a beating every day.
Yeah. So you discovered your own dyslexia as an adult. If you catch it earlier, Is it easier to help?
100%. You know, early diagnosis, you know, it's just like anything. You know, early diagnosis, the better understanding you're going to have with it in the long run and how to handle it. You know, I got my daughter tested and figured it out in grade 2. She graduated high school last year. She's in college right now. You know, very proud of her. But, you know, again, it's the early detection and understanding what that is. And not going through life, you know, like I did until I was 32 years old, not knowing what it is.
Well, the documentary is absolutely fascinating, Brent. It doesn't even take that long to watch. It's free on YouTube right now. It's called Brent Sopel, Here to Change the World. I put a link to it on our Facebook page at The X Rockford if you want to watch it right now. It's actually pretty compelling. And, you know, it's really interesting to see, you know, somebody like you, you know, taking your notoriety and using it for something good, man. That's great.
You know, hockey's been great to me, and, you know, but what my passion is and my purpose in life is, you know, is dyslexia. And, you know, every kid is worth it, so the more I can talk about it and, you know, tell my struggles, it's going to help each next kid or next parent whose kid has it. So you know, helping another human needs more to me than, you know, any day playing hockey.
You know, sometimes all you need to do is reach one person, and that person can then use that and reach several more people, man. So I hope the chain grows and grows. I hope this awareness spreads. And we thank you very much for joining us. BrentSopelFoundation.org if you want to donate. Brent, thank you very much for joining us, man. It was great.
Thanks for making me the first with the championship ring on. So I appreciate it.
That's right. First person with a championship ring ever on our show, man. Welcome. And thank you very much. We hope to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
104.9. I can stand it if you can.
The Morning X.